Radio. 720 WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Hawk
Chicago
Opedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
Sponsored by the official deodorizer of your Chicago Blackhawks, Fresh Wave. Remember the Fresh Wave slogan, Dave. Whoa! What died in here?
I don't think that's their actual slogan, but that works.
Kevin, what is their slogan?
The official deodorizer of the Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks.
All right, here's to Dave.
All right, we've been talking this morning about injured reserve. Marian Hossa going on injured reserve, but there's also long-term injured reserve. When Hossa was injured Saturday night against Anaheim, there's a lot of concern about how long he would be out. Coach Joel Quenneville did say after the game the injury didn't appear to be too serious, or as serious as it looked when he had to be helped off the ice. And some degree of confirmation yesterday when the Blackhawks placed Hossa on injured reserve, not the long-term injured reserve. And these are two different designations.
When a player does it depend on your deductible? Because it sounds like you're selling me insurance at this point.
It kind of does sound that way, doesn't it? I apologize about that. When a player is placed on injured reserve like Hossa, he must be out at least 7 days, but he's still allowed to travel with the team, attend meetings, and the like. But if it's a more serious injury, a player may be placed on long-term injury reserve. This was the case last spring with Patrick Kane's broken clavicle, and early this season, Duncan Keith underwent knee surgery. A player placed on long-term injured reserve must be out at least 10 games and 24 days, and under those circumstances, the team does get some relief under the salary cap. Basically, the team is temporarily allowed to exceed the salary cap, but has to get back below the cap when the player comes off the long-term injured list. And there's a formula for computing the amount of relief based on how much cap space the team has and the amount of the injured players.
Look, I'll buy the policy. All right?
Thank you. Did you want term or did you want...
I'll take a little term, a little whole life, a large Diet Coke.
Okay.
When will we get Hossa back? What is your best guess?
Well, it's 7 days. You know, here's an idea. We could ask Coach Q that.
We could, but he won't tell us.
He won't tell us.
No.
It's 7 days from the time he was injured, which...
would be next week.
So it would be next Sunday. Now, they play Minnesota in the Stadium Series game on Sunday. So I don't know if he would be eligible to play or if he would be ready to play. He doesn't have to come back after the 7 days.
Well,
he could
be out
a little longer.
If it's super cold out, it might be good for the injury. You know, it's like an ice pack. It's an actual ice pack.
I guess it is. Yeah, I guess it is.
Because obviously the weather in Minnesota in February can be a tad chilly.
Yes, it can.
Well, Dave, I feel like I've learned a lot and gotten a migraine.
And gotten a new insurance policy.
Yes, all of those.
So I'm glad I could help, and that's our Hawkopedia for today.
And remember, it's sponsored by Fresh Wave. Here's Kevin with the actual slogan.
The official deodorizer of the Chicago Blackhawks.